Hello and welcome to Money Wisdom. I'm John Stillman alongside Eric Hogarth, certified financial planner and partner at Johnson Brunetti, the official wealth management partner of the UConn Huskies. On that note, Eric, basketball season is upon us. How about that?
Fantastic. Love the UConn Huskies. Very excited for the season. I went to UConn, so I'm very biased there. But
and you were personally responsible for how many championships while you were there?
Two, mostly me. Yeah. I mean, you can go watch the tape. I was there.
Yeah,
cheering.
Yeah. It's an important role.
No, when we first started with the relationship, the things we do with UConn, there wasn't a lot of people that worked here that went to UConn. Now we have a lot that went to UConn, and some from other states. And whenever someone comes into the state, I take it as my personal responsibility to educate them on Connecticut athletics, which is the UConn Huskies. So, excited for basketball season.
So, do you have more UConn grads working for the company now, do you think, as a direct result of the fact that you're a sponsor of UConn Athletics, or just coincidental?
I think coincidental, but there's certainly, I think, more and more people in the state that know of us and younger folks. We do our best to, do anything we can to support UConn. I love UConn.
Yep.
Love UConn. Love the state.
It's a great sales job on your part, since Joel did not go to UConn.
Well, I wasn't going to say it, but now that you've brought it up, that is correct.
Yeah. So, we see which partner at Johnson Brunetti really swings the big stick, and that would be Eric Hogarth.
I do support the Huskies. So does Joel.
Here's a fun fact for you, Eric, that has nothing to do with UConn and nothing to do with what we're about to talk about, but it is a fun fact nonetheless. Every single day, each and every 24-hour day, humans collectively spend... I can't believe I'm going to say this. Collectively spend 1.2 million years on social media every day.
Wow.
1.2 million
years. I don't think that's a statistic that any of us are proud of.
That's amazing.
That is a lot of time.
If my calculator wouldn't run out of digits, I would divide 8 billion by 1.2 million to figure out how much time... per person per day that amounts to, but it's probably even too depressing to break it down that way. But
it's a lot. I did read something a while back, and it was talking about TikTok, which, full disclosure, I am not on. But the average TikTok user in the United States spends like over an hour a day on it. And we're talking waking hours, people. You still have to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of lost productivity. But
yeah,
to each his own, I guess. Well, you might say that... to you, TikTok is a little bit overrated, Eric. Did you see that segue I just set up there?
Look what you just did.
We're talking today about things in your financial life that are both overrated or underrated. And I'm going to throw these out there. You might disagree with me. That's fine. So let's talk first about things that I think are overrated. You can tell me if you agree or if you're wrong.
Okay.
I tend to think that sometimes... tax advantages might be overrated. And I can explain more what I mean on that if you immediately object, but what do you think?
I'd agree with that one. I remember my first real job interview after UConn, plug. And I was sitting there, and the gentleman who was talking to the group, who none of us really had real career jobs yet. But he said, let me see a show of hands. How many of you like paying taxes? And, no one raises a hand. Of course, no one really probably paid taxes or had much money. But
yeah,
he said, you know what?
Everybody in there had paid a collective $1,700 in taxes in their life.
And he said, I love paying taxes. Paying taxes means I'm making money, which was a very cheesy recruiting line. And I didn't take that job. But tax advantages, you are right. Obviously, we all want to do as best we can on taxes. But I was actually sitting with someone just the other day who said in the conversation that I've had many, many times, and a lot of you have thought about, is I am going to leave Connecticut for a place that is more tax advantaged. I can tell you that I have never met anyone, and I've met with thousands of people, who have been happy with that decision if it was solely based on taxes. You know, we want to do as much as we can to minimize our tax, to make sure that you're not making mistakes when it comes to tax planning, but you are paying taxes because you have money. And in all likelihood, you're probably not doing anything wrong. You got to be smart about where you're drawing money from, because sometimes people don't put enough thought into that. But I'd be wary of chasing something just because it's tax advantaged, because, you know, I'd rather grow more money. And yeah, you have to pay taxes on it, but, you know, that's because you made money on it.
All right. So tax advantages, maybe not all they're cracked up to be. Certainly doesn't mean that you shouldn't be doing tax planning. You should be. You should be as tax efficient as you could, but don't let the tax advantage idea drive the bus. When you say you've had people not necessarily be happy moving out of Connecticut just for tax reasons, so what would you say primary destinations, other states that people move out of Connecticut to go to would be what?
So what I find, you know, about everyone that we work with, not everyone, but a lot of the people we're working with obviously are from Connecticut, but most of them are from New England, right? New Englanders tend to stay coastal. They go north, they go south. They don't really go east and west. Mm-hmm. So Florida, obviously, historically is big. But as the, you know, changing age demographic of retirees, a lot of people go to the Carolinas. A lot of people go to Georgia. Some of those places have no state income tax. Some of them have a higher state income tax. Then there's also the cost of living. Absolutely, you've got to be looking at the taxes that you're paying now and in the future. That's another one, is people aren't looking long enough out there. But it is one of those things that it's, you know, well, who loves paying taxes? I love paying taxes. It's like just an easy thing to say is you're paying too much taxes on your money, but maybe you're doing everything right and you've just got to look at, are you going to keep paying this much in taxes, or are there things you can change for the future? Because maybe there are.
So you might have somebody that moves to Florida and is happy about it because it's a no income tax state and they like the weather better and their kids live there. But if they were moving there just because it was a no state income tax state, probably not a reason to do it, is what you're saying.
Not, no, you wouldn't make your decision based just on that. And it's, you know, I love having these conversations about what is retirement going to be for you and where do you want to be? But those are the things that, yeah, no one's designing the retirement assuming that you've saved some money and have some flexibility, just, you know, paying as little in taxes as possible. I do have a funny story I can share, real brief. Nice man, ran a paving company up here in Connecticut. I didn't know this until after he moved down to Florida that, you know, in his full disclosure, spouse wanted to move down to Florida. He did not own a pair of shorts, nor would he. He refused to wear shorts, which is, I perhaps could have forecast this one a little better, but his determination in moving down to Florida was that there were no offense to Florida, good Italian markets down there. So he would drive up to Connecticut in his pickup truck. He would fill the bed of the truck with dry ice, load it up with all the stuff from his local favorite Italian market here, and then drive about as fast as possible down to Florida before it spoiled. So that was a conversation that would have been a little more helpful for him if he had it before moving to Florida. But cool guy. I couldn't believe it. And I said, well, how fast can you do it? He said, oh, pretty fast.
I bet, when you've got that much Italian food at stake.
A lot of sausage.
I had a teacher in high school who once made a comment about no male over the age of 12 should ever wear shorts in public. And I thought he was the only person who had that philosophy. And now you're telling me there's another one.
Yep. So they should have been friends.
Yep. There you go. Okay. Overrated. Tax advantages, overrated. Sometimes. When it comes to your financial planning. Another thing, Eric, that can sometimes be overrated is rates of return. Now, one of the first things that people might ask when you're talking about a new investment approach or a new product or whatever, well, what kind of return am I going to get on it? Why might that be a bad question? Why might rates of return be overrated?
Because how to best grow your money is probably a very easy strategy design or a question to answer. But that is not going to have anything to do with your personal comfort level, right? Well, you should put all your money into Apple stock, not a recommendation, because maybe it's going to grow the most. But if you look at your account all day, every day online, right? If you're spending 1.2 million hours a day looking at your account online and driving yourself, you know, constantly up with anxiety and worry over it, then why are you doing that? Right? Get to the core of what do you need to grow your money by? Do you need to grow your money? Do you already have enough? Because I spend all day every day with retirees. All of us do at John Spermanetti, our clients. And if I ask them universally, what is more important, making as much money as possible in a good year or losing less in a bad one, what would you say? So, yeah, you know, a rate of return is important. At the same time, you know, I think sometimes about a realtor and, you know, I'm going to try and sell my house. So I'm going to interview two realtors. And one says, well, your house is worth $300,000. I said, okay. And the next one says, well, I can sell your house for $400,000. Well, okay. Well, I guess I should use the second one. But it turns out the second one is terrible at their job. And they just beat me up to drop my price because I'm getting no action because I overpriced it. And then I sell it for $200,000. So which one was the better realtor? The rate of return can just be a hypothetical thing. Who wants to print a bigger number on the page? Doesn't mean it's going to happen. So don't get hung up on that because that's not the important part of the conversation. What you need, both mentally to be able to sleep at night and to be able to live the life you want to live, you know, those are more important conversations to have.
All right. So last overrated thing we'll talk about here is commission-based investment accounts. I'll sometimes hear people say, well, my advisor only gets paid when he makes trades. He works on commission, which sounds great, right? If the advisor's not doing any work, he's not getting paid. Why might that be overrated?
So this is not as common as it once was because, you know, you don't hear as much about churning as you once did. You know, that question of the fiduciary comes up. That's a big deal. What churning is, okay, well, if you only get paid when you buy and sell something, are you buying and selling something to get paid or because it is the right thing for me to be doing? And that is problematic. You know, it's important to know what you're paying in a fee. It is not the most important because if you have a really high fee and what you're getting is fantastic, it is worth it. If you have a very low fee and you're getting a bunch of garbage, you're getting ripped off. So you need to know what you're paying in a fee, but just as important, more important, is what are you getting for the fee? Because you have to be able to determine value. Is it worth it for you? And if it's worth it for you, the fee doesn't matter. The value does.
I'll tell you one thing that's not overrated, Eric. This is a, prepare yourself. This is another segue coming here.
Zing.
Another thing that's not overrated is getting your Money Map retirement review. Why would somebody want to do that?
To have a conversation about these things specific to you and your world. Because we have a lot of fun doing the radio and talking about this stuff and going to speak at events. But that visit and that review is only about you. And the most important thing to you is you. So having this conversation about what is your plan? Do you have a plan? And a lot of people don't and don't count that as a reason not to come in. Let's start talking about it and, you know, get an idea of what your situation is so we can build that map. We can look at it and say, okay, is every piece of this plan helping you? Or are there things on here that are maybe hurting you? And it starts there to get a better sense of where you are and get that feedback from people that do it all day, every day. And I really encourage everyone to take advantage of it because I can't see how it could hurt you unless you hear something that you don't want to hear. And if you do, it's better to hear it than to not.
So if you'd like for somebody to give you an assessment of where you stand without sugarcoating it, if you're in bad shape, if you have some things you need to fix, well, you'll find those out in the Money Map Retirement Review and you'll know what you need to fix moving forward. If you're in great shape and you could retire next week, you won't keep working for another 3 or 4 years because you don't know where you stand. So, great opportunity to get some clarity on your financial situation. Your Money Map Retirement Review can be procured. Eric, that's a fancy word that means you can get it by calling this number, 800-705-1232. You can also text that number if that's easier for you. 800-705-1232. If you're calling, you'll just leave a message and say, hey, I'd like my Money Map Retirement Review, and here's my name. Now, you'll actually leave your name there. You won't just say, here's my name. And then somebody will call you back and find a time to get you in for that Money Map Retirement Review. If you're texting, just include your name there. We'll contact you that way and find a time to make this happen for you. 800-705-1232. It's 800-705-1232. You're listening to Money Wisdom with Eric Hogarth, certified financial planner and partner at Johnson Brunetti, the official wealth management partner of the UConn Huskies. And Eric, we covered some things that are overrated in the financial world. Not everything that's overrated. We would run out of time if we covered everything. But three things that are overrated in the financial world. Let's move now to underrated things. Things maybe that don't always get the love that they deserve in the financial world. And one of those would be liquidity. Why is liquidity important and potentially underrated?
Because you saved money to spend it, I hope. You know, particularly when you're retired. So you need balance, right? We need money growing for later, of course. But we also need money available for now. You want to go on vacation or you need to fix your roof. So liquidity is a really important part of a plan because you might have a fantastic growth strategy, but if you're not allowed to take out any of your money, why is this good? So you got to spend some time looking at that. A lot of times people think, well, how much money do I need sitting in the bank? Well, okay, maybe not a whole heck of a lot there, but you always need money accessible to you because life is going to happen and things are going to change and you have to make sure that you're not stuck in a position with a plan that says, well, no, you just got to wait a couple years before you touch that money because that's no way to live in retirement is waiting. Whether it's for the market to come back or for your investments to be available, you're done waiting. You spent your life working and saving. Retirement's for living.
All right. So don't underestimate the power of liquidity with your money. What about predictability, Eric? I think a lot of people would say, well, investments are unpredictable. Sure, but you can add some element of predictability to that. Why do a lot of people underrate predictability?
Because they put their money in the market and say, long term, this is what's going to make the most money, and they might be right. But you don't know how you're going to process that in retirement because the big change for people in retirement is you are done earning money. So what you have is what you're going to have. And of course, you want to grow it, but you also want to keep it and you also want to spend it. So that sounds like you should have different chunks of money doing different things. A plan is not one thing. It's the combination of a number of things all working together so you have the best, right? When people think about, well, I just want an investment that's going to make a lot of money. It can't lose any money and I can take it out whenever I want. Well, yeah, we all want that. And there is no investment that does all that, but you can have all that by creating a good balance. So back to predictability is plenty of folks in retirement are okay saying, yeah, I don't need to go up all the way in the good years, but I do not want to go down all the way in bad ones. So let's try for smooth and steady. Those are good words. Some good up, not real bad down, and away we go.
All right. Last underrated item that we'll touch on here is simplicity. I know one of the things that you say is part of the beauty of the money map is its simplicity. It's not a 73-page document. It's a one-page money map that shows you where you are with your money and what you should be doing. Simplicity is a beautiful thing. It's on our list of underrated items here, Eric, because why? Why is simplicity underrated?
Because we all want simple, and people say they want simple, but then lo and behold, you start saying that, well, if it's simple, it's stupid. You know, it's got to be more comprehensive. It's got to have more going on than this. Why? Why? You know, what's that Einstein quote? The most brilliant people are the ones that are able to make complicated things simple. You know, I've said it before. I've never met anyone who came in and said, you know what I want, Eric? What I really, really want. Can you make this as complicated as possible? I just want to make sure that no one ever understands any of this.
Myself included.
Of course. Like when someone comes in and they have their trust and it's 300 pages long, how can you need 300 pages unless you're running a company with 4,000 employees? I'm not a lawyer, but it just seems like why is this in here? You know, we should all be striving for simple. The more people that can understand it, the better. And when it comes to your money, it's your money. It doesn't matter if I understand it. You've got to understand it. You know, and hopefully you're working with, you know, a good team and you work together on this stuff. And there's going to be parts of that plan that are, you know, you're going to have to defer to someone else's expertise, you know, in any walk of life. You know, when it comes to fixing your car or fixing your knee or, you know, specialists that you go and you talk to. Yeah, well, yeah, they're specialists and you trust them and trust develops over time. But when it comes to your money, you should understand what you're trying to accomplish with it. Do you have to be able to recite the prospectus of everything? No. But you should know and be able to explain to a friend of yours, this is where I am and what I'm trying to do. And that's why I like the money map. That's why we built the money map. I like one page. And I am shocked that more groups and advisors out there don't understand that no one wants it to be complicated. I think all those big plans and presentations and illustrations, I think a lot of them just end up in the recycle bin.
Yeah.
Or the shred bin. Don't put your personal information out there. But simplicity, yeah, is real underrated and really important.
Mm-hmm. All right, there you go. There's our overrated and underrated for the week. We have a couple of minutes left, and we have a lot of questions in the mailbag here, Eric. We won't get to all of them, but we will get through as many as we can before we get kicked off the air. How about Dan?
Keep it concise.
Dan says, I don't have nearly as much money in my Roth IRA as I have in my traditional IRA, so I'm thinking of doing a Roth conversion this year and probably for the next several years. How much should I think about doing each year?
Dan, I'm going to hit it quick so we can hit more questions. This gets into looking at what the taxes you're going to owe for the year are. I'm going to assume that you're in your 60s, and I mean, you didn't say anything, but that's a lot of times when people are looking at it. Probably want to accomplish this before 72 when the IRS starts forcing you to draw this money out. The best way to do Roth conversions is to do them systematically over a period of time, not all at once, little by little. So this requires, give us a call. We'll talk about what your financial position is. Make sure that you have some cash available to pay the taxes on that conversion, because you do not want to withhold the taxes from your conversion amount, because that's a missed opportunity. But two thumbs up on doing a Roth conversion, as your future self is really going to appreciate it.
Kim says, I've lost almost 20% of my 401k in the last 12 months. Should I do a rollover to a new account?
Yeah, that's a loaded one. Is your account bad or is it good? Depending upon what the market's doing at a given time, losing 20% might be ahead of the game or way behind it. Rollovers into IRAs afford people with a lot more flexibility of things to invest the money into. This doesn't mean you should do it, because there's also reasons that a 401k might be better than that IRA. But the best thing you want to do when you're losing money, assuming you own good stuff, is do everything you can to save more money. Counterintuitive. Why am I going to save money into something that's going down? Because you're buying the same stuff. It's just cheaper than it used to be. So rolling it over might be an option, but certainly saving more, if you have a good plan, is the way to go.
Well, these are great questions, both of them, really. I think strike at the heart of the issue, which is that you need something customized for you. You need a plan customized for you, because these two questions from Dan and Kim could be answered completely different ways for different people, depending on their situation. That's where the Money Map Retirement Review comes in. Eric, give us the 30-second breakdown of that process.
It's a conversation, looking at what you've done and what you're thinking moving forward, you know, looking at whether it's taxes or where the money's going to go when you're gone, and risk. And bottom line, is all the stuff that you've done, is there a plan there? Is it working together? Because a lot of times it can work together better. And that, you know, that doesn't require a huge amount of fees or taxes. It just requires looking at what you're doing and getting a clear picture of where is the plan here. Because if you don't have one, you should. And that's what it's about. Just give us a call, 1-800-705-1232. Schedule the visit. We'll give you a call back to schedule the time, and we'll be looking forward to it. And it'll be just like this, just a conversation about what's on your mind and what you've done.
Perfectly said. There's nothing I can add to that, so I will merely repeat. 800-705-1232 is the number. Call or text 800-705-1232 for your complimentary Money Map Retirement Review. Thanks so much for tuning in to Money Wisdom. We'll talk with you next week. Same time, same place. Have a great week.
Money Wisdom is sponsored by Johnson Brunetti. Investment advisory services offered through JB Capital, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products offered through JN Financial, LLC. Johnson Brunetti is a paid sponsor of the UConn Huskies athletic program.
Better Money is sponsored by Johnson Brunetti. 401k money left with your past employers could be at risk of earning less and costing you more in fees. So if you've recently left a job, turned 59 and a half, or if you've retired, the time is now to take action and protect your retirement savings. It's important to your financial future to take control of money that is rightfully yours.
The MoneyMap Retirement Review includes a review of your 401k. To get that, call us now at 1-800-705-1232. That's 1-800-705-1232. 705-1232.